This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. I greet everyone with the most beautiful greeting, the greeting of Islam as well as the greeting of Jannah. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. MashaAllah, Jamaatul Muslimin, we know we find ourselves in a state where all of us, we are aware of what is transpiring in the Middle East, especially in Palestine, in Gaza, in the West Bank area, mashallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger used to make a certain dua that we are all familiar with, and tonight's hadith is linked to that dua, where he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Allahumma barik lana fi yamanina wa fi shamina. Oh Allah, bless the precincts of Sham and Yemen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to love those areas so much. And there's one of the narrations that mentioned that when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam will be at the hawd, at the pond of Kawthar, where the believers are going to gather, and they, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam is going to welcome us. He is going to wait for you and I, and he's going to look at us with a smile. And we're going to be able to drink from the Mubarak hands of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And after that, we will never become thirsty again. We will never become thirsty, can you imagine? But still Allah gives us what? Allah gives us rivers in Jannah that flow beneath our feet. Rivers of wine, rivers of milk, and rivers of pure water, subhanAllah. We'll enjoy that. But you will not drink out of being thirsty, just out of enjoyment. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creating Jannah for you and us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afford us to be of the inhabitants of Jannah. SubhanAllah, may Allah afford us to be of the inhabitants of Jannah. We cannot imagine how fortunate we are being a part of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ummah. This deen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us, and that's why tonight you'll hear the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions on the authority of Abdullah ibn Hawala Al-Azdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports that one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that, O Rasulullah, so this is a sahabi, that one who was in the suhba, in the company of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they could not imagine being without him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They could not imagine. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the reality through Quran that one day everybody will die. And they understood this. And that's why they asked certain questions. And that's why this sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, choose for me a place where I should stay. For if I were to know that you would remain, I would not have preferred any place over you. So the reality is, either he's going to go or Rasulullah is going to go first. But if you, Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, if you leave, choose a place for me where I need to go to. And what place in our mind would be the best? Madinatul Munawwar. That's the best. We're not going to even doubt that. That's what we think. But listen to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اِذْهَبْ إِلَى شَامٍ. Go to Sham. Okay, imagine. The Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is here, he's buried in Medina. But his advice that he gives to a sahabi, one who lived in the suhba of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, go to Sham. Ajib. What is in Sham? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he actually mentioned this thrice. Right? He said this, go to Sham, go to Sham, go to Sham. And when Nabi Muhammad saw my indifference towards this, the facial expression, goes, why would I want to go to Sham? If you close your eyes, you're going to be here. You know, he was perplexed with the answer. Then he said, do you know what Allah says regarding Sham? What who say? What Allah say regarding Sham? Sham, right? So he said, verily Allah says, O Sham, you are my chosen land, and I shall make the best of my servants into you. Sham. What do we know Sham as being? How do you translate Sham?
Syria. That's what we normally say, Syria. But it is explained in the sharh of this hadith that Sham does not only refer to the modern day Syria, it includes Syria, Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon, and parts of Turkey, Iraq, and Egypt. So that is Sham. So enter those places because that is chosen by Allah. And if you enter those places, mashallah, our chairman was in Lebanon, he entered one of the best places on the earth. Because Allah says, remember, this is not Rasulullah says, this is Allah who says that the best of people will enter these places after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So make it a point that you make intention in your heart that you want to go and visit these places. We want to go and do work in these places. We want to go and meet these special people that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for. We cannot live in a bubble. We are fine, subhanallah. But believe me, Jamaat al-Muslimin, our situation can change within a blink of an eye. They are today there, tomorrow it can be us. We need to go and witness what is happening. And like many scholars say, it's not going to become easier. But we know it is through Allah's decree and Allah knows when the victory will come. And if we can be part of that victory, why not? And there's information that came when this struggle started, when mashallah Hamas, when they did the first attack, you know, and we know it wasn't an attack because they wanted to attack. It was forceful. They had to do it. There's nobody that stand up for these people. There's nobody that raised their voices for these people. Subhanallah. And we call ourselves the Ummah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But it is mentioned that when that transpired, who stood up? The entire Jordan. I'm not talking about just a few. The entire population of Jordan stood up and they were ready to go by force to go and assist the Palestinians. What did the government of Jordan do? Close the borders. Ajib. So it shows you there are people within this ummah that's ready to die. And I almost certain would say if we were the ones to live next to Palestine, I think we will also have had the intention in our hearts to say, subhanAllah, you're not going to do this to our brothers. We are going to march now and we're going to help our brothers. But we are not in that situation. So what do? We make dua. You cry to Allah. Dua is not just say, oh Allah, please, yeah. No, dua is with sincerity, with conviction. Because what is dua? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, الدعاء مخ العبادة. In another narration, الدعاء هو العبادة. Dua is the essence of ibadah. Nay, dua is ibadah. So worship Allah in such a way that you ask. And when you ask, you feel that you are there. You feel that I'm present. I know that my brother is going through difficulty. And this is what I have to do. It is the haqq of my brother for me to make dua for him. Aqsa, like Maulana has mentioned last night, mashallah, so beautifully, it's not the responsibility of Palestinians. It's the responsibility of the entire ummah because we inherited that from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah allow us understanding. May Allah grant us that our hearts can yearn to move towards Sham, to move towards Palestine, to be among our brothers and our sisters who's going through these struggles. Because indeed, if we come back, we'll bring something back to our homes. We'll teach our children that wallahi, subhanAllah, if I think about it, we are living in paradise. Wallahi, we are living in paradise. We are not going through difficulty. You can go through the most difficult, situation where we live in Cape Town. It's still Jannah for them. It's still Jannah for them. They have nothing, absolutely nothing. They need to go and scratch in bins, make some money, 50 cents. And another 50 cents, and 3 bags need to be filled to get 1 rand 50 cents in order for them to purchase one bread that can maybe feed 5 people. What if it's a family of 10? They need 6 bags. What if they don't make 6 bags? Then there's no food for the rest. Ajib, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. What do we have? We have so much. Look here and we are blessed. And I thank the community. May Allah bless you for us to do more. We almost reached our target of 250,000 rand to go to Palestine. In 2 days. Look at the barakah that Allah put. Allah afford us the opportunity. Allah could have given this opportunity to anyone. But Allah afforded us to do that. We let the candles burn in Aqsa, inshallah. We let the candles burn in Aqsa. This is Rasulullah's word. If you can't go there, burn the fire and the candles in Aqsa. And that is what we're trying to do. And by aiding our brothers and our sisters, inshallah. So may Allah reward you abundantly. Everybody that has a hand in this, our committee, our community, everyone. No, mashallah, for those who are here and those who are not here, even listen, may Allah increase you all in order for us to do more. Because inshallah, when we meet Allah, we would say, Ya Allah, we were one of those who made it possible for the candles to still burn in Al-Aqsa. You utilize us, Ya Allah. So through that effort, Ya Allah, grant us Jannah. Ameen. Grant us Jannah, Ya Allah. Ameen. Ya Allah, grant you all Jannah. Ameen. And when you go to Jannah, don't forget me. Take me by the hand. Please say, Ya Allah, that sinner there, please take him out with us. Because he at least, you know, gave us a little bit of advice.
You're going to be
there first. Allahumma ameen. I will definitely take all of you, inshallah ta'ala. Barakumullah feekum. May Allah bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.